If you kept tabs on local politics over the past several decades, then Jackie Clarkson's name isn't lost on you. This staunch Democrat represented many of the city's downtown neighborhoods from Bywater and Treme to the French Quarter in Algiers, her childhood home. But what influenced her to pursue a life in politics? We find out on this edition of NOLA Life Stories.
If you analyze my years as councilwoman, it all goes back to my childhood. My father was a football coach, first at Berman High School, and then he went on to Warren Easton. And then he and Lester Lautenschlager, and with the help of people like Morris Jeff Sr. from Xavier, they created a recreation department for the New Orleans, for the city of New Orleans, NORD. In 1949, the NORD program was written up in Life magazine, 5 pages of the greatest recreation program in the country. It opened with arts as well as athletics. And so I took ballet, and I played volleyball, basketball, softball, and track. I excelled only at swimming. I remember one time my father, the only time I've ever seen him this upset, was he had a championship team from White Nord, and we had a championship team from the Black Nord, and they tried to travel together to the national championship, and they got stopped. In fact, Daddy and Dr. Jeff almost got put in jail. And that brought home to me the need for civil rights firsthand. And it was interesting because I still have some very good friends from my childhood. One of them told me when I first ran for office, she said, "I don't forget what we learned from your parents." And it was both of my parents. They were very much into leadership. In fact, when he died at age 47, the headlines were, "New Orleans' most beloved citizen has passed." He had a heart attack, died at Touro Hospital, and my husband and I, Buzz and I, were the last two to see him the night before. We thought he was fine. We thought he was going to recover. And I'll never forget what my mother told us. She gathered us all together and she said, "You know, you all have lost a father. I lost the only person I ever loved." She said, "We're going home, and your grandmother Brechtel will be there. Your mama will be there. She lost a child. I want you to buck up and think about her." Whoa. Taught me a great lesson in life about there's always someone worse off, and you should buck up and think about it. The funeral, as we rode from Mott's funeral home to Holy Name of Mary Church, it was packed, mostly men in jackets, sweaters, of every team he coached and every NORD team. I mean, every moment that my father had ever created was lined up for 2 miles on both sides of that street. Every one of us as his children felt the mandate of living my father's vision. You know, from serving the underserved to arts and athletics being mixed, multicultural being important, believing in women, you know, and just all the things that he did way before it was fashionable. That's a vision that'll never be gone.